Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujo Baka. A look now at our stories. Ghana has reached an agreement in principle with Eurobond holders for the restructuring of $13 billion, Reuters has reported. The deal will see Eurobond holders take a haircut on principal of up to 37% and maturity of the bonds lengthened. Now, Ghana defaulted in most of its $30 billion in external debt in 2022 under the strain of the COVID-19 pandemic and war in Ukraine and higher global interest rates and surging debt. This certainly is a developing story we shall keep you updated in our subsequent bulletins. Away from that, the Ghana Stock Exchange has kick-started a significant step towards expanding financial inclusion. Managers of their bears have launched its over-the-counter market trading, targeting rural banks as well as small and medium enterprises willing to do business with the exchange. This new product is a platform for trading of securities that are not listed on the Ghanaian bears. Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abinamwa, is confident that this move will support growth in the capital market. She also called on entrepreneurs to take advantage of the platform.
We looked at Ghana and saw there were over 200 public companies that are not listed on our market, the majority of them being rural and community banks. We have other companies like Shell, Accra Hearts of Oak, several others. They are all public companies. They have hundreds and thousands of shareholders. If they want to trade, if you want to sell your share, you have to go and find yourself someone who's interested in buying. What is the price you should sell it at? All of that is very opaque. And so that's why we have been partnering with our regulator and the Apex Bank, ARB Apex Bank, to bring especially all the rural and community banks together and put them on this platform, as well as all the other public companies.
Abinamwa is the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, speaking there. Now, lack of proper pre-assessment of projects, political interference and funding are major challenges hampering the execution of national or annual budget funding amount, that's the ABFA funds disbursed to development authorities. This was revealed by a report on the assessment of the utilization of ABFA by the Center for Extractives and Development Africa. The report noted that infrastructural and agri projects had the most impact. However, some projects were undertaken without the provision of ancillary facilities, making those projects obsolete. In all, the report concludes that though projects under development authorities had been impactful, more can be done to maximize its returns. To some other stories, Ecobank Ghana, in partnership with Adansi Travels, has launched the Travel Now Pay Later package, which will enable individuals to travel to preferred destinations fully financed by Ecobank. The package will require individuals to pay back the loan in 18 months. Head of Consumer Products at Ecobank, William Danso Abiam, said the initiative is aimed at promoting local and international tourism.
So Adansi is well established when it comes to traveling. They've been doing this thing for more than 11 years now. Ecobank is a very solid brand. We've been in Ghana more than 30 years, okay? About Africa, Africa is in our heart and we believe strongly to contribute to Africa. So it's not something that we are starting today and ending tomorrow. It's something that is available for us as long as we can. And you can trust us that we'll keep improving it and making it better for you. So all we are seeing in this solution is that you want to travel, you desire to travel, whether it is in Ghana, is in Africa, is out of Africa. So long as you have that dream, we want to do the financing for you. So simply just pick your pro forma invoice from Adansi.
Now, Bills Microcredit has celebrated a significant milestone, marking 15 years as leading savings and loans company, commanding over 50% of market dominance. At the anniversary dinner event, the founder and board chairman, Richard Ni Amakwe, unveiled the company's vision to leverage technological innovation by introducing credit cards aimed at fostering a financially inclusive society.
We aim to emerge as a pure-play modern credit company with a wider reach and numerous products tailored to meet the needs of customers in various economic brackets, backed by strong IT infrastructure. We want to put a credit card into the hands of every single Ghanaian. We believe this is possible with the support and approval from the Bank of Ghana. Together, we will drive economic progress and empower communities through accessible financial solutions.
Richard Ni Amakwe is the founder and board chairman of Bills Microcredit. Now, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Carrying their products in their crossed fingers and supporting it with their stomachs and chests, these hawkers selling yam on the streets of some of Accra's busiest intersections have tried to create a unique market. For them, not everybody can go to the market to purchase yam. That is where they step in to provide commuters the products and add a little of earn a living of that. Now, James Ishen visited yam sellers on some principal streets of Accra and explored the dangers they overcome to sell their products in the traffic in today's Business Journal.
How much is the yam? How much?
The yam?
Yam,
they say? 250. Yes.
250 back.
Oh, Nina. Set Nina.
Set Nina, 250.
Yeah, 2.5.
Those were voices of a yam seller and a buyer bargaining on the street of Accra. These yam sellers are gradually taking over some principal street of Accra in what has become a source of livelihood for many of them.
You make 70.
No.
Buy 400, we take you 200.
They hawk the tubers in traffic-prone areas, trying to catch the eyes of commuters who may not have the luxury of going to the market during the week. Though a risky task, the able-bodied young men can be seen running and chasing vehicles, all in the bid to sell their tubers of yam.
Yeah, there is a bar. Get weight. So if you are not carrying it like this, maybe some ways you don't want like two or three, one at plenty like this, four pieces like this. If you remove some, give
up. The trade, which used to take place at designated market centers, has now been taken to major streets of the capital city, such as the Kaukudi Junction, Asylum Down Traffic Light, and the Accra Digital Center. Adams, one of the sellers, has been doing this for 14 years. Crossing his fingers and arranging the yams in four, he chases almost every car to convince the passengers to make a purchase. He tells me he plies the street on the pavement due to unemployment.
Almost, I'll start it to 2010.
That's like 14 years.
Yes.
Aren't you bothered looking at the risk involved selling by the roadside?
I'm worried, but how can I do? I don't get any work to do it. I'll manage it like that.
Although there are market centers such as the Kokumba Yam Market at Agbogbloshi and the Hacho Yam Market, these young men resort to selling their product in traffic where they claim business is friendlier compared to the market centers. They also say there are no spaces in the market.
Sometimes some people know if you go market because of the traffic and like government workers like this, they don't go, like, you don't get time to go inside. Some plenty of people will bring some stories, so if we sell it out so that we'll get it by it, so that you get this by it. Well, you not get time to go market buy some.
Samuel Minson, a regular customer, said he's content with buying from the street. He has said buying from the street saves time and is convenient.
Oh, by the roadside, it will be hustler. It will travel from home to away, can't hear away to the can't hustle. Me, I like to buy for roadside because those people where they sell for the roadside. That will be my business where they do. You are so if they sell for the roadside, how come I don't go buy for them as for them are there for the roadside? Me, I be roadside buyer. Somebody to be market buyer.
The yam sellers tell me they are not happy with where they sell, but have to manage and make some money for their households. For Joy Business, James Ishen.
That's it for the Joy Business Report for today. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, let me tell you about the Ecobank's EMG Million Gang. This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has a